So what we'd like to do now is we'd like to do a process with you. We would like to take you on a journey. We would like to help you heal your toxic relationships. We'd like to bring you into a state of resonance, into a beautiful state of being, so that you can feel how wondrous this is, so that you can feel who you need to be under any circumstance, anytime, anywhere with anyone. It's important for you to kind of get a sense of it, to step into it, to familiarize with this state of being. You, the adult, in love and compassion, not taking anything personally, in your power. And of course, plus, we want to give you a good juice up, and we want to assist you with the vortex that we have established around you to set up a new manifestation in relationships, especially those old ones, or especially those very pivotal and powerfully present and important ones. So if you would, just get yourself comfortable. Relax so that you can stay awake. You can listen to our voice. And close your eyes. Let yourself relax. Pull that curtain of privacy across you, around you. Just feel that you're wrapping yourself in a protective and wonderful blanket of quiet, of peace. Now, there may be sounds in the environment. Just let them go. Don't get involved with them. Let them be. A little breath, belly breath. Then just kind of let it go. Relaxing. Awake. Relaxing, going to center, whatever is center for you. Where is your center? Where is that place that is your source within you now? Where does your consciousness come from? Where is your awareness? Go to that awareness. You may think it's in your third eye or somewhere between, around your eyes. Or you may feel that who you really are, your awareness of yourself, seems to center around your heart. Let yourself go to center now. Quiet and calm. Relaxed. Let yourself float. Let yourself feel as if you're just floating, floating, floating through a starry sky. A sky filled with hundreds, thousands of stars. Every one of those stars, a pinpoint of light, is a friend. A friend for you, who's come to witness, who's come to support you, who loves you, who cares about you, your friends. Aspects of yourself, other lifetimes of you. Members of your spiritual family, your mentors, masters, teachers, guides, little angels, big angels, all surrounding you as points of light, loving you. You're safe, completely safe. So let yourself feel that safety. Let yourself feel the love and the support that you have. Just imagine, That's it. And some of those stars move out of their position and come together above you, forming a very bright light, a bright star shining above you. Just sense it. You don't have to look at it or visualize it. Just allow that light to shine above you, to shine on the top of your head. It doesn't matter whether you're lying prone or sitting up. Above you is above your head. And let that light, that bright star that is the way we show ourselves, send a beam of light down to you. And as we send this beam of light to you, as it comes down to you and touches you, you can sense it touching you. Touching you on your head, on your shoulders. It's a column of light, big enough to surround you all the way down past your feet, you floating in this column of light. Let us love you. Let us soothe you. Because we know that you have relationships that are more difficult than others, primary relationships of people who you care about or people that one way or another you must be with, that you belong with, that you work with, love with. And yet, they may have toxic emotions. They may be jammed up with toxicity and trigger yours. You may feel like it's hard for you to even speak to them, that whatever you do seems to be futile. That you're powerless. But we love you. We don't want you to be powerless. Because when you're powerless, you cannot heal. You cannot heal these basic relationship issues and these limitations that seem to or appear to come from without you. But as soon as you are in your power and in your love, free to be yourself, and trusting that the you that you are will turn out okay. Your life will work if you just be true to yourself. You can heal. You can heal any relationship. You can heal it on your side. You have the power. So now in your mind's eye, while you are letting us wrap our love around you and hold you in the safety and the love, think now about all those people you've known in your life, the major ones, the major players, with whom you've had, a toxic relationship. Just think of them. And as you think of them, just what does it feel like in your solar plexus? What does it feel like in your chest? Feel the impact of that relationship on you emotionally. Now you've probably worked on it. You've worked on all of them, all of those relationships, all those dysfunctional relationships, even when you screwed up, even when you did stupid stuff too. You've come more to terms with it as you've grown up, as you've become more spiritually oriented, more growth oriented. You've dealt with a lot of those relationships. You can love those people now that have treated you with great disrespect, who've been hurtful to you, that in the past you would have crumbled and cried. But just let your mind just skim over these people. There's only a few generally in a lifetime. And now, in your mind, in your heart, looking at these people, can you let go of all the pain, all the painful memories of having been hurt or rejected, having a knife stuck in you and twisted, being betrayed, being criticized, judged, humiliated, shamed, you name it. Manipulated, controlled, dominated. Can you let go of that pain, of those memories, of those traumas? We have a vortex established around you. And we and all your helpers, loving you, supporting you in this atmosphere of safety, request that you give us all this pain. It will not hurt us, nor will it hurt the one who channels us. Give us your pain. Give us your sorrows, your despairs, with all these relationships, all the hopelessnesses, all the helpless, powerless responses. Let it all go. That's all the past. Let go of the past. At the count of three, all the powerlessness and all the pain associated with that, all the trauma enacted on you because of that, at the count of three, just let it go. We're going to pull it out. We'll be doing some breathing, and we'll pull it out of you. One, two, just feel that sicky, icky feeling. The basic energy of the past, of that suffering. And three, come on, you can give some more. There's a little corner there. Get it out. Give it to us. We're sending it out into the vortex to be transmuted back into the light from which it came. Because everything is light, ultimately. And all the darkness you're giving us can be transmuted back into light. You're doing much better. Here we go. One more. Ah, there we go. And now, a second thing. Are you willing to get rid of your anger? Are you really willing to let your anger go and letting being right go? And letting all your being offended go? Letting all the ego investment in relationships, all the judgment and anger at yourself, and all the anger-riddled judgments at others. At the count of three, one, all the angers, the rage, the powerless rage, the frustrations. Helpless, hopeless, powerless, Come on. One, two, and three. Give it to us. Any more frustration? Come on, give it to us. Here we go. There we go. Good. Good. Now, float in the peace for just a while. If there's any frustration, any fears that come up, any angers, any hurts, any traumas, pains, you don't have to remember them in detail. Just get a sense of them is what we asked. But if there's something specific that pops up and says, hey, you forgot me, give it to us right now. In this moment, as you float in the quiet and the peace. All right, now, in your mind's eye, bring up these people again. Bring them up kind of like cards on a deck or like a gallery of portraits. Bring them up. Those that hurt you, those that traumatized you, limited you. Bring them up now. Just line them up there. Look at them. There are people like you who wanted to be right. They wanted to be safe. They wanted to be loved. And they felt that their lives were out of control in some way. They may have wanted you to be a certain person for them, to fulfill them. They may have expected something of you. They may have assumed they knew who you were. But they really didn't do it to hurt you. Regardless of how much it looked like, they were not thinking about you. They were thinking about themselves. Virtually all the thoughts a person has is about what other people are doing to them and what they are feeling. Very few people are thinking about, well, what am I doing to other people and what are they feeling? Recognize these people were not doing it to mess you up. They were trying to survive in whatever way they could, in whatever distorted reality that they could possibly live in, that could give them a sense of temporary control in their life. Understand that. It's not about, do they understand you? No. It's your chance now to understand them just a little bit. And to not take it personally, anything that they've done to you. Have compassion for them. Take your power back. If you need to, just say, power, return to me. Suck it in. Bring that power back. There. That's all. You're in your power now. You're an adult. Your inner child, your inner adolescent, they had their say. You're in your quiet now, in your light. There's something that you wanted from all these people. Either you wanted love, you wanted cooperation, you wanted harmony, you wanted shared adventures, you wanted something from these people. They couldn't give it to you. You couldn't give it to them for one reason or another. So not taking it personally, understanding that they're going to take action that seems to be in the moment the best they can do for themselves. Forgive them now. Just say it's okay. Our slate is clean now. I'm just going to begin again in this relationship. I'm going to start over. Now, some of these people that you've brought up are probably dead. But you can still say, hey, I'm just going to start over with you. It's going to be a new beginning. We're going to have a brand new beginning. Forgive them. I forgive you. Tell them, I forgive you. I understand. You did what you thought was best for you. I do stuff that I think's best for me. I'm disappointed that we didn't get to have exactly what we wanted or what I wanted. But it's okay. I'm letting you go now. I'm going to take you off all the hooks where I need you to prove something, do something for me, become the person that I want you to be. I'm going to take you off the hooks, let you go. You're free. I forgive you. And in that silence, the forgiveness, the energy of forgiveness comes around you, surrounds you, a beautiful, beautiful lavender white, pure, clean color of forgiveness, of love, of higher divine love, because this is what the divine does for you. Forgives you all the time, understands you all the time. Let yourself be surrounded by it. Let yourself be surrounded by this beautiful light, and let this light surround them too, until it all becomes light. Bye-bye, you say. And now, what do you want in your relationships now as an adult? Authentically, realistically. It's not that you want to get from other people what you feel you need. That's making them your point of reference. But what would you like to share with them? What would you like to receive, to give and receive with people? Perhaps some of these people. Perhaps everyone you come across. What is your vision of what a great relationship could be? What does that feel like? Step into it in your mind, into this energy field, into this light of where you're powerful, you're free, you're loving, you're caring, you're knowing. You're conscious and you're trusting who you are and trusting the divine to give and receive that joy, that love. How does that feel? We have a wonderful vortex surrounding you. At the count of three, project this feeling. Project this vibrational energy into your world. Inform your world that this is the energy you want to live in henceforth. This is what you want. This is what you choose. The count of three. So feel that energy right now, as if to remember it, so that you could remember it anytime, anywhere, in any place, under any circumstances. One, two. Feel it, feel it. Intensify it, intensify it. We're going to add our energies to it. All your guides, all your helpful friends on the other side joining with us. Let's pump it up. Let's make it beautiful. Let's make it grand. The light, the love, the joy, the celebration, the adventure, the shared experiences, the belonging that you wish to have and wish to give in your relationships. One, two, and three. Send it out. Send it out. Just pump it out there. Just send it all out there. We're helping sending it out there to every plant, every animal, to all the elements, to every stone, to every grain of sand, to your world, to inform your world. And let us now just give you some extra boost of energy. Let us just give you some energy. Just float with us now in this starry sky, filled with loving support, safe, your world working on it for you. Let us give you a little extra boost now. Let's just crank it up a little bit more. And a little bit more. And let that energy continue to work, continue to go. Moving, flowing through you on all your many different levels. Now allow your attention to come back to your body, to your environment, to your surroundings, to take a little breath, to open your eyes, to wiggle your fingers. To rotate your ankles. Slap your thighs. To smile real big now. Smile real big. Feel the energy moving through you. You're alive. You're free. You're in your power. Let it be. Let it be. And pay attention to your life. Pay attention to your world and watch the magic of relationships emerge for you. It has been a pleasure, as always, for us to work with you. We look forward to working with you in any way that we can. Call us at night when you go to bed and float in the starry sky for a while. Give us things to do, things to heal. Give us stuff you don't want anymore. Let us work with you through the night, anytime during the day. Just call us. Hey, Alexis. And listen to these meditations again and again and again, because every time They'll lift your resonance. They'll lift that vibration up there. And every time your vibration raises, so does your manifestation. So does your life. It's all you, reflecting you. The more you love you, the more you radiate love and compassion for others, the more you're going to get from them. And you can open to receive. It is the way of the universe. So we look forward to seeing you next week at the same time for the next love and healing session. And in the meantime, listen. Listen to this sound file or other sound files. Get your vibration up. Get yourself happy. Get yourself juiced up. We surround you with our light and, as always, our love. Farewell.